Well, good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
It is good to be back with you and in the sanctuary. My name is Jefferson Furtado, and I have the great honor of serving in our conference office as ministry associate relating to the equip area, where we work with lay and clergy folks seeking to better understand and discern how God is calling us to grow in our faith. I'm thankful for your support of my friend, the Reverend Stephen Sauls, and his family, and we continue to offer thanks for Stephen's life and his leadership and healing. And I'm grateful that he invited me back, because it means I didn't do too terribly last time we were together. And I tend to believe that you really don't know how great a pastor you have until you hear other folks preach. And even among the great preachers that you have had so far and the ones that are still to come, Stephen stands in a class of his own. So we continue to hold him and Nikki and the whole family in prayer. This morning, we'll reflect together and wonder on God's call in our lives to realities beyond what our human eyes can perceive. This is an invitation to see newness in the midst of what seems to be desolation. And we'll be coming from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. Hear the word of the Lord. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinew on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. As I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Let us pray. God, a new life and possibilities, breathe your Holy Spirit over us once more, so that your word may become alive in our hearts today. Open our eyes to see the hopeful possibilities, even when we stand in places of desolation. Open our ears so that we may hear the whispers of your holy word and act according to your will. Open our minds so that we will believe in the impossible and joyfully share your good news with others. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Those of us who are not very good students in middle school know the feeling of being called in the middle of class and not knowing the answer. I think that as a middle schooler, there was nothing that I feared more than that. Even as adults, many of us struggle to admit that there are things which lie beyond our knowledge and control. And though it may be difficult to admit, the fact is that none of us, no matter how smart or how well-educated or socially connected or financially secure, none of us can see beyond our own horizon. But the things that place limitations on our perception do not limit reality itself. There is always more to the true reality than what we can see. This is an important truth, which we must keep in mind. For if God is indeed at work among us and in our lives and in our communities, there must always be more to the story. Our text from the book of Ezekiel is a wonderful example of a reality of hope that lies beyond what the eyes can see. Ezekiel finds himself in a truly awful situation. His nation was conquered, their armies defeated, their leaders exiled. The great city of Jerusalem was destroyed. His wife was dead. And the temple was lying in ruins. It seemed that there was nothing left that could offer consolation and hope. And folk theology at the time would say that the calamity that the people were experiencing was caused because of their unfaithfulness, and the destruction of their temple is a sign that their God was defeated. And in the midst of their hopelessness, the people cried out for help, but from where they stood, they were not sure whether God would even hear their cries. But in the midst of hopelessness and chaos, something extraordinary happened. A word came from the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1 opens with the prophet recounting that in the 13th year of the fifth day of the fourth month, something different took place in his life. He encountered the presence of the Lord in a strange land, and he had an extraordinary experience while finding himself in an inhospitable place at a time that was anything but convenient. And under these strange circumstances, the young prophet saw a vision of God's glory. Even though he was living in a strange land among a people who were not his own. Though the exile had drastically changed life, God came to Ezekiel and he was commissioned to speak the words of the Lord to the people of his nation. Words that dealt with the fullness of human emotions and the realities of life. Words of mourning and lamentation and doom and bitterness and anger, but also words of hope. I often tell people that the job of the prophet is not simply to call out what is wrong with the world. That is called social commentary. The work of prophets, we should point people to alternative and unseen reality, God's preferred reality in our midst. What is God's preferred reality for us? What is God's preferred reality for our world? What word of hope can we offer? It's difficult to see signs of hope when we find ourselves in places where despair is the only thing visible. But even then, when we find ourselves in those spaces, God can still offer a vision that points us to something new. No matter how dark the path, how deep the abyss, or how powerful the enemies, we never stand alone. That is the promise of Christ to us. That is the reminder that the psalmist offers us in Psalm 139. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence? If I went to heaven, you would be there. If I went down to the grave, you would be there too. If I could fly on the wings of dawn, stopping to rest only on the far side of the ocean, even there your hand would guide me. Even there your strong hand would hold me tight. God does not stand at a distance while we suffer. So even though Ezekiel and his people had their hearts shattered by the news of destruction of Jerusalem, and lament and anger filled their hearts, hope was not too far away. Psalm 137 expresses the poetic lament of those exiled in Babylon. Alongside Babylon's streams, there we sat down crying because we remembered Zion. We hung our lyres up in the trees there because there where our captors asked us to sing, Our tormentors requested songs of joy. Sing us a song about Zion, they said. But how could we possibly sing the Lord's song on foreign soil? When lament and anger become the present reality in our lives, it is hard for us to see hope. It is hard for us to speak of anything but the sadness that we see. But even in the midst of these tragic circumstances, God can break in and offer a new vision, a vision that calls forth newness and unseen possibilities, a vision that extends our horizons. It reminds us that indeed there is always more to this story. There is always more than what we can see. So here we have Ezekiel was led into a valley of dry bones. They're spread all over. And he stands in this field of death and sorrow where those who lost their lives are not even granted the dignity of a burial. As God shows him all around, I wonder what was in the prophet's mind. I wonder if Ezekiel considered that a fitting location for him to be, one who had lost his nation, its great city and its temple. But the tour quickly ends, and God asks him a puzzling question. Can these bones live again? Can these things that are well beyond the point of death and decay receive new life? And Ezekiel doesn't know if there is more to the reality that he sees. As a commentator says, if only we could hear the prophet's tone and voice. Did Ezekiel sound confident when he answered? Did he say, oh God, oh my Lord, you know that you can do all things. If you want these bones to live again, of course you can do it. Or perhaps was he tired of the reality of living and like many around the world found himself half mumbling inwardly and half praying out loud saying, oh God, I don't know anything anymore. Everything seems to be just so bleak. Do you not see how bad things are all around? Do you not see the pain and suffering all around us? But if anyone knows what is possible, if anyone knows anything, you do. Ezekiel and his people found themselves in a reality of death and decay. Hope was gone there. They were cut dead, but still alive, enduring the reality of existing in non-existence. Yearning to be connected, yearning to be seen, desiring to be acknowledged, but remaining invisible. And it takes a vision from God to break out of this reality and to see possibility in the midst of nothingness. And God invites Ezekiel to see such a possibility in the valley of dry bones. This invitation is one of faith, one that calls the individual to step outside the reality that they see and trust God for something new. This, friends, was the reality of Mary and Martha when they experienced the death of their brother. This is the reality of our faith, which holds the cross, an instrument of death, as a sign of hope and new life. Can these bones live again? Friends, can we see reality beyond the challenges of the political and social polarization in our nation? Can we see a world where death and war are no more? Can we live into a vision where our pains are no longer reasons for isolation, but an invitation into new communities and new life? Can we answer the question that God asked Ezekiel with the same honesty and humility in saying that we don't know the path, God, but only you know? So give us your word. Breathe on us as you did before. Give us hope and new life so that the realities of heaven will be reflected on earth. Perhaps you find yourself this morning needing to receive the wind of the Spirit which breathes life into realities of hopelessness. Perhaps the call for some of us is to remember that we serve a God whose horizon is unlimited and who offers hope to those whose vision can only see limitations. Or perhaps you find yourself in a moment and place like Ezekiel, being invited into spaces that seem odd with a call to prophesy and speak life into that which seems dead. God has given us the supreme good news of new life in Jesus Christ. And Christ sends us out into the world to proclaim a new reality is already at hand for all of us. How beautiful is the story that our brother Boniface shared this morning about we, the people called Methodists, planted around the world, offering hopes to those who have nothing. Creating ways out of no way, not because of what we do, but because of the power of God that works in and through us. How beautiful the sharings of joys, the ways that this community of faith here and beyond are active in Clarksville and much farther away. Offering hope, offering food, helping people feel that they are seen, and reminding them that they truly matter. That is the call of Christ in our lives. The newness of God's kingdom, friends, will only come into being through our willing participation. A reality where all our fed will come into being as we work to address hunger, not only in a personal level, but also a social and in a political one. A reality of peace will come into being when the good news of God's love is experienced by all people. These are not impossible visions. They are invitations of faith that embrace the everlasting hope of Jesus Christ, who transforms us individually and as a community. Beloved, God invites us to step into the midst of situations that seem to be out of reach and to speak life into them. God invites us to see possibility in places of loss. God invites us to imagine newness where death once was present. The realities that we live in are not too great for God. Ezekiel's encounter with the Lord in a strange land should bring us hope. For there is no place or state where we can be where God is not. Even now, God continues to offer each of us new life. God continues to invite us to see possibilities in the midst of the brokenness of our world. There is a new and hopeful future for all of us. Can you perceive it? Friends, may we live in hopeful expectation of this reality. May we prophesy, calling forth new life wherever we go, and may the Spirit of the Lord lead us boldly into a future where the realities of the kingdom of heaven are present on earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.